Choose possibility. Take risks and thrive, even when you fail. Written and read by Sukhinder Singh Cassidy.
To my parents, who showed me the power of love and possibility every day. When nothing is sure, everything is possible. Margaret Drabble. Introduction. Have you ever suffered through a really tough job search, absorbing multiple blows to your self-confidence? That was me during the fall of 1992. I was 22 years old and had graduated the previous May with an undergraduate degree from the Ivy Business School at the University of Western Ontario in Canada. All of my friends had landed positions at prestigious investment banking and consulting firms, but I hadn't. I had gone abroad my senior year as part of an exchange program, missing most of the on-campus recruiting season. Upon returning home, I scrambled for interviews, and of the few I landed, none led to anything. By graduation, I'd been forced to take the same temporary job I'd had the previous summer, selling conference space for a hotel in our small university town of London, Ontario. Meanwhile, my friends were starting their impressive careers. I decided I needed to take another shot at recruiting, so I stuck around London to participate in the fall on-campus recruiting season, stalking the job boards right beside students the year below me who hadn't yet graduated. I landed several prestigious interviews, Goldman, McKinsey, Monitor, but still didn't receive any offers. I had been a ridiculous overachiever in high school and done well in my college classes without too much trouble. Now, for the first time in my life, success eluded me. I was 9 months into my job search and hiding alone in my rented room, feeling anxious and dejected as I replayed each job application fail in my head. Not knowing what else to do, I kept obsessively checking the job boards and applying to new opportunities. One day, I saw that a private investment firm called Claridge Investment was looking to hire a graduating MBA student for a position as an associate. I had no business applying for this job. I lacked an MBA, had hardly any work experience, was at least 4 years younger than most graduate students, and only vaguely knew what private equity was. Claridge, meanwhile, was a pretty big deal. Headquartered in Montreal, it was the investment arm of the Bronfman family, one of Canada's wealthiest and most powerful dynasties. Still, with nothing to lose, I applied once more. I sent in my resume, called up the hiring manager, a partner at the firm, and left a voicemail message. A week passed, then another. To my great shock, the partner's office called me back, wondering if I would fly up to Montreal for an interview. "Sure, I'd love to," I managed to say. Inside, I was thinking, what just happened? Arriving in Montreal, I was awed by the hustle and bustle of this large, cosmopolitan city. Claridge's offices impressed me too. Rich wood paneling, a multi-million-dollar art collection, amazing city views. The interview with the partner went well, and I couldn't believe it when he invited me to return for more interviews. As I was leaving, I blurted out, "Why did you call me back for this position? I don't have all the qualifications." He smiled. "When I heard your voicemail, I just liked the sound of your voice and the way you presented yourself. I figured I'd give you a chance." I returned for several more interviews, participating in a rigorous 6-week vetting process alongside MBA students, complete with case studies and simulated exercises. Ultimately, as it turned out, I didn't get the job. They decided to give it to an MBA graduate after all. I felt deeply disappointed, not a surprise given my natural intensity, but also strangely invigorated. My search process remained grueling, but my near win at a truly ambitious opportunity was a surprising highlight compared to the day-to-day misses of the regular job hunt. The small risk I'd taken failed in one sense, but it delivered a different, more meaningful reward, giving me a sorely needed boost of confidence and keeping me in the game. Months later, after several twists and turns, more on that later, I landed my dream job at Merrill Lynch in New York City. I was on my way. Today, I'm a technology executive, entrepreneur, and investor in Silicon Valley, the global center of entrepreneurship and wealth creation. Over the past 23 years, I've started 3 companies, served as CEO of 2 others, and helped grow 2 of the world's largest tech giants, Google and Amazon. I've participated as an employee, leader, investor, or board member at another dozen plus companies, ranging from global brands such as TripAdvisor, Ericsson, Urban Outfitters, and J.Crew,